This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to re-establish eye contact after an awkward or tense moment. A practical method for restoring connection when your gaze has broken down. In short, re-establishing eye contact after tension is not about willpower. It is a skill with a clear sequence. Broken gaze after a tense moment sends a signal you may not intend guilt, disengagement, or hostility. Restoring your gaze requires composure first, timing second, and a deliberate, soft re-engagement third. Done correctly, renewed eye contact is the fastest nonverbal signal of good faith available to you. Definition: re-establish eye contact refers to the deliberate act of restoring direct gaze after it has been broken during or following an awkward, tense, or emotionally charged exchange. It is a nonverbal signal of re-engagement, composure, and willingness to reconnect. When eye contact breaks down and nobody talks about it. Picture this. A colleague says something that lands badly in a meeting, or you say something you immediately wish you could pull back. The room shifts. The air changes. And without thinking, your eyes go somewhere else: the table, the window, your hands. The conversation limps on, but something has come loose between you. The problem is not what was said. The problem is what happens next, non-verbally. When you fail to re-establish eye contact after that moment, the other person fills the silence with their own interpretation. They read avoidance as guilt. They read the dropped gaze as dismissal. They read the tension in your body and the absence of your gaze as confirmation that something is very wrong. And the longer it goes on, the harder it becomes to repair. I have watched this pattern wreck working relationships that had every reason to survive. Not because of their original friction, but because neither person knew how to bring their eyes back to the conversation with confidence. This guide gives you that skill in a sequence you can use the next time the moment matters. Why your gaze disappears under pressure. Here's the truth of it: looking away during tension is not weakness. It is biology. When a conversation becomes uncomfortable, your nervous system registers something close to threat. Breaking eye contact is one of its first responses, a way of reducing sensory input and buying the brain a fraction of a second to recalibrate. The difficulty is that what feels like a private, involuntary reflex is completely visible to the other person. Your avoidance is not neutral. It lands as information, and rarely the information you want to send. If you're in the middle of a tense workplace exchange, looking away can signal discomfort, disrespect, or disengagement, even when all you feel is the need to think clearly. Understanding this distinction matters before you attempt any repair. You are not overcoming a character flaw. You are overriding a reflex, and that requires a different approach than simply deciding to look up. For more on how nonverbal behavior shapes the arc of difficult conversations, nonverbal communication in tense situations covers the broader landscape well. Before you re-engage your gaze, do this first. One precondition makes every step that follows possible: your own composure. Attempting to re-establish eye contact while your jaw is tight, your breathing is shallow, and your mind is still replaying the moment that caused the break is a mistake. The other person will see the effort. They will see the discomfort behind the gaze. Forced eye contact from a dysregulated body reads as aggression or performance, not connection. Take the beat you need. A slow breath through the nose, a deliberate release of tension in your shoulders, a brief internal reset. This is not delay. This is preparation. The 3-second pause is a practical technique for exactly this moment, and it works directly alongside what follows. Only once you feel something close to steady should you move through the steps below. The 6-step process to re-establish eye contact. Step 1. Anchor your body before your eyes. Your gaze follows your body. If you are turned away, leaning back, or angled toward the door, bringing your eyes forward without adjusting your posture produces a fractured signal. It looks like you're watching them rather than re-engaging with them. Before you look up, shift your body toward the person. Feet square or slightly angled in their direction. Shoulders open, hands visible and still on the table or in your lap. This physical reorientation signals intention before a single word is spoken. Step 2. Choose your moment, not the first gap. The instinct is to look up the moment the other person stops speaking, or the moment the tension seems to drop. Resist it. Premature re-engagement, timed poorly, can read as challenge or defiance, particularly if the emotional temperature is still high. Wait for a natural pause in the conversation, A moment, with exchange has settled slightly and neither person is mid-sentence. That pause is your opening. Taking it at the right moment is the difference between a gaze that calms and one that reignites. Step 3. Re-engage with a soft glance, not a stare. When you bring your eyes back, do not lock on. Begin with a brief, soft glance in the person's direction, 3 seconds or so. Then allow your gaze to settle naturally. You are not staring them down. You are signalling that you are still present, still engaged, still a person willing to work through this. A hard and broken stare during tension reads as dominance or defiance. A series of calm, rhythmic glances, each one held a few seconds longer than the last, signals composure and reciprocity. Let your eyes settle the room, not claim it. Step 4. Pair the gaze with a small physical signal. Eye contact alone can be ambiguous. A single, deliberate nod paired with your gaze tells the other person far more than either signal could do on its own. It says, I see you, I'm following, I'm here. Keep it subtle. This is not an enthusiastic agreement gesture. It is a quiet acknowledgement, the kind you would give someone who has said something that deserves a moment of consideration. The combination of renewed gaze and a measured nod is one of the most effective repair signals available in a tense conversation. Step 5. Use a brief verbal anchor to lock it in. At some point after your gaze is re-established, offer a short verbal signal to match it. Not an apology if one is not warranted. Not a long explanation. Something direct and forward-facing. Try this. I want us to sort this out properly. Or, I think we both care about getting this right. Delivered with steady eye contact and a calm tone, a sentence like that functions as an anchor. It converts the non-verbal repair signal you have already sent into something both of you can hold. The empathy bridge technique pairs naturally with this step, particularly when the tension has deeper roots. Step 6. Maintain, don't perform. The final step is the one most people skip. Once you have re-engaged your gaze, the temptation is to hold it rigidly, as if releasing it again would undo the repair. This is exactly wrong. Natural eye contact is rhythmic. It holds, breaks briefly, returns. Trying to sustain an unblinking gaze is exhausting and reads as unnatural. Maintain your re-engagement by continuing to look up during the other person's key points, breaking gaze briefly when you're thinking and returning when you're listening. That rhythm, over several minutes, is how you signal that the re-engagement was real. The neutral problem statement can help you create the verbal structure that makes sustaining this rhythm easier. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Adapting the process for video calls. Remote communication strips away a significant portion of the non-verbal information that makes gaze re-engagement work in person. On a video call, looking at the other person's face on your screen and looking into the camera are two entirely different things, and only one of them simulates eye contact from the other person's perspective. When you need to re-establish eye contact after tension in a remote setting, shift your gaze to the camera lens itself during the moments that matter most when you are making the repair signal, when you are delivering the verbal anchor, and when you want the other person to know they have your full attention. You will not be able to see their reaction while doing this, which feels counterintuitive. The trade-off is worth it. What they see on their screen is a person looking directly at them, and that signal carries. Pair it with a deliberate lean forward and a slower, clearer speaking pace. The reduced visual richness of remote communication means every signal you do send has to work slightly harder. For more on keeping remote conversations grounded, the core framework offers a solid structure to carry into any high-stakes exchange. Where people go wrong trying to restore their gaze. The mistake. Forcing eye contact too soon, before the emotional temperature has dropped at all. Why it happens. The discomfort of avoidance becomes unbearable, so the person snaps their gaze back without any preparation. What to do instead? Take the composure beat first. 10 seconds of grounded breathing before you attempt re-engagement changes everything about how the gaze lands. The mistake. Overcompensating with an unbroken stare, as if sustained intensity equals sincerity. Why it happens. People confuse holding their ground with holding their gaze. What to do instead? Use the rhythmic 3-5 second pattern. Steady, brief, returning. That pattern signals security, not aggression. The mistake. Re-engaging the gaze, but keeping the body angled away, so the signals contradict each other. Why it happens, people focus on their eyes and forget everything else. What to do instead? Reset the body first, as outlined in step 1. Your posture sets the stage for your gaze to be believed. The mistake: interpreting the other person's avoidance as hostility and giving up on re-engagement entirely. Why it happens, the dropped gaze triggers the same reflex in you, and both of you end up in a standoff. What to do instead? Understand that their avoidance is likely the same involuntary stress response you experienced. Lead the repair. Someone has to go first. Let it be you. If the relationship needs deeper repair beyond this conversation, the bridge method is worth studying. Your pre-conversation eye contact reset checklist. Use this before any conversation where tension is anticipated, or immediately after one that went sideways. Number 1. Composure check. Have I taken at least one slow, deliberate breath and released the physical tension from my shoulders and jaw? Number 2. Body alignment. Am I positioned toward the other person, with open posture and visible, still hands? Number 3. Timing awareness. Have I identified the natural pauses in this conversation, where re-engagement will land without reading as confrontational? Number 4. Gaze quality. Am I prepared to begin with a soft glance and build to a steady, rhythmic engagement rather than a fixed stare? Number 5. Paired signal ready. Do I have a small nod or a brief verbal anchor prepared to accompany my renewed gaze? Number 6. Maintenance intention. Have I reminded myself that natural eye contact breaks and returns, and that holding too rigidly will undermine the repair? For high-stakes situations, particularly those involving a genuine breakdown in the working relationship, how to handle conflict during meetings addresses the broader dynamics that surround these moments. The gaze you bring back matters more than the one you lost. Broken eye contact during a tense moment is human. It happens to everyone, regardless of experience or intention. The question is never whether your gaze dropped. The question is what you do next. In my years of working with people through difficult conversations, I have seen the quality of repair determined not by words, not by apologies, and not by grand gestures. It is determined by the quiet steadiness of a gaze brought back at the right moment, with the right intention behind it. That small act says more than most people realize. It says, I am still here. I still respect you. I am not finished with this conversation. Practice the steps above until they become instinct. The courage to re-establish eye contact after tension is a skill you can build, and it will serve every professional relationship you carry into the years ahead. Frequently asked questions. How do you re-establish eye contact after an awkward moment? Start by grounding yourself physically, then re-engage with a soft, deliberate glance rather than a hard stare. Time it to a natural pause in conversation. A calm, steady gaze paired with a slight nod signals that you're present and ready to move forward. Why is re-establishing eye contact so difficult after tension? During tense moments, the instinct to look away is a genuine stress response, not a choice. Your body reads conflict as threat and drops your gaze to reduce stimulation. Overriding that reflex requires deliberate composure before you attempt any visual re-engagement. What does avoiding eye contact signal in a difficult conversation? Sustained gaze avoidance during or after tension typically signals discomfort, guilt, disengagement, or hostility. Even when none of those apply, the other person often reads it that way. Re-establishing eye contact is how you counter that interpretation before it hardens. How long should eye contact last during a tense conversation? Aim for 3 to 5 seconds of sustained gaze, then allow a natural break. Unbroken staring reads as aggression or dominance. Short, rhythmic eye contact paired with attentive body language signals both composure and respect without escalating intensity. Can you re-establish eye contact over a video call after tension? Yes, but the method differs slightly. Look directly into the camera lens rather than at the screen to simulate direct gaze. Pair it with a brief verbal acknowledgement to compensate for the reduced nonverbal richness of remote communication. What should you say when you re-establish eye contact after a tense moment? Keep it brief and forward-facing. Something like, I want us to sort this out properly. A short verbal anchor, delivered with steady eye contact, signals good faith without reopening what caused the tension. Let the gaze do most of the work. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.